Parshas Tetzaveh contains a lengthy description of the priestly garments, especially those of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Among those garments was the me'il, the lengthy robe which the Kohen Gadol wore, the bottom of which was adorned with various objects. There were rimonim, round balls made out of wool, dyed wool, and also pa'amonim, golden bells, which made a noise which was essential for the service of the Kohen Gadol. As the verse states, that the sound should be heard when he enters the sanctuary, and when he leaves, so that he shall not die. That without these pa'amonim, these bells on the bottom of his robe, he would be guilty of the death penalty. The question has been raised, why is it that these bells and the noise is so important to the service of the Kohen Gadol? We see that on Yom Kippur, the highest day of the year, the Kohen Gadol does not wear these pa'amonim. He wears a different set of garments altogether, and his service is in a way of quietness and in a silent way. Why then do we see the rest of the year it is so important and essential to his service? Chassidic philosophy explains a basic difference between the way in which a tzaddik, a righteous person, serves Hashem, one that has not done any sins, and someone that is a baal tshuva, who has done transgressions and is now repenting and returning from them. And the difference is, what is the main feeling at the time he is serving God? Does he feel that he is merely coming closer, higher and higher in his service and his closeness to God? Or does he feel that there is something negative which he is running away from, a negative influence of evil that he is trying to get away from? The Baal Tshuva primarily feels the distance he has from God, and therefore when he does Tshuva, he is running away from this undesirable element. If he has been doing sins, he runs away from them, as he would run away from an imminent death, an imminent danger to himself, and therefore he runs with great noise, as someone would do when he's running away from something dangerous. The Baal Shem Tov once used this concept to explain why it is that his chassidim would be so active and move around so much and jump in the middle of their prayer. And he brought the example that if someone is drowning in the middle of the ocean, he does all sorts of movements and thrashes around in order to save himself, that he shouldn't drown. And certainly if someone sees someone doing that, he wouldn't be laughing at all of these movements. The person is trying to save their life from drowning. And so too the chassidim in davening would also make such movements because they're running away from the undesirable element within them. That even if it wouldn't be an actual sin in a simple sense, nevertheless, as long as they have the desires of an animal soul, they still have something to run away from. And that running away, the act of tshuva, is therefore done with great activity and with great noise. Now, when the high priest would enter the sanctuary, he was a representative of the entire Jewish people. Not only the tzaddikim, the righteous, but all levels of the Jewish people, even those who were in desperate need of tshuva. And therefore, that his service should include them as well, he had to have the pa'amonim. He had to have these bells, which made a great noise, in order to represent the service of the Baal Tshuva, that they were running away from the evil aspects within them, and were doing so, making noise as the bells make noise when the people are running away from the evil. And it is such an important part of his service that if he does not have these bells, then he is chayiv misa, guilty of the death penalty, because he has not represented the entire Jewish people, and he would have no business entering into the sanctuary. This, however, is the entire year. When it comes to Yom Kippur, all Jews have reached the level of tzaddikim, that as a result of the service of Yom Kippur, we are compared to malachim, to angels, and we are higher than any of these worries of running away from evil. Therefore, just as the service of a tzaddik, a righteous person, is in a quiet way, he is not running away from the bad, he is merely going higher and higher in good, and coming closer and closer to God, therefore on Yom Kippur it was unnecessary to have these bells, and to have this noise. And therefore, whereas the rest of the year was definitely necessary, on Yom Kippur it was unnecessary. This lesson that one must have the bells on the bottom of the robe is particularly relevant to our generation, which, as is evident from the signs given in the end of the tractate Sota, we are ikfes at the Mashiach, the heels of Mashiach, the very end, the last generation before the coming of Mashiach. And in that way, similar to the end of the robe, which contains these pa'amayin, the bells. And as the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita has pointed out, the lesson from these bells on the end of the robe, that when we are holding in the generation which is the end of the robe, the very end, before Mashiach's coming, it is not enough to spread Torah and mitzvahs in a silent way, but it must be done in a way of rash gadol, with great noise and great activity and energy. And this aspect of the pa'amenim, the bells, represents a level of tshuva which is not only as high as the service of the tzaddikim of Yom Kippur, but even higher, as the Talmud states that a place that a bal tshuva can stand, even the most complete tzaddik cannot stand in such a place, because of the great activity and energy. As a result of tshuva, one can come even higher than a tzaddik.